Wednesday, the 10th of November 2010. This is Mari, and in the studio we have Andrea, Yahalon, Miriam, and loads of volunteers from all over the world. The weather forecast. Right now is partly cloudy with 27 degrees with humidity at 80%. Forecast chance of thunderstorm and scattered showers. Temperature ranges from 23 to 28 degrees. The interview today is with Arnaud from the residential service. He shares with us his view on this very important job.
So in the residential service, we have three main activities. The first main activity is to register and make the extensions about the entry visas for the Auroville residents. So the Auroville residents are the newcomers and the Aurovillians. So that's the first main activity. Then the second main activity is to maintain the master list of Auroville. So it's the list of all the Aurovillians with some information about them and all. And then the third main job is to take care of the guest forms. So every guest who comes to Auroville has to fill in the C form. So we collect and we correct those forms, and then we have to process it in the computer and send it to the RRO and the foundation. So the RRO is the immigration office in Pondicherry. So it's the office of the government who is dealing with all the foreigners who come to this particular area of Pondicherry. And we are very much in relation with them since we send daily applications for visa registration and extension to them. And so whenever they have questions, they ask us, because sometimes, since they are often transferred, they are not aware about the last situation and aware about Auroville and aware about the procedures. So they ask questions to us. But whenever we have questions, doubts about something which is not really regarding the entry visas of Auroville, for instance, tourist visas or business visas or PIO cards, then we ask them. With them, the relationship is very good because we have this common knowledge on visa, and we enjoy to exchange our information and also just because we enjoy working together, and usually they are nice persons. So, and also they are quite interested by Auroville. They are curious about Auroville. I mean, the new ones who come, they always want to come to Auroville and visit. So we spend on weekends. So when they ask us, we bring them to the Matrimandir and the visitor center, and we give them an introduction about Auroville, so that they know what is Auroville and what we more or less what we are doing here. And because otherwise they just process the papers of the foreigners, but they don't know why all these foreigners are here, so they're curious about it, and then they like to come here and see what's happening and all. And because also sometimes they hear some stories about Auroville from the past, like some people with drugs, some people, bad stories. Because of course they are in contact with that, because they're from the government, so they need to have the control. They cannot give the visa to anyone, and whoever has a visa, they should be someone that the government trusts. India can trust, so they are aware of some stories, and so that's why they ask us questions about how things are happening in Auroville. And actually, it builds a confidence, because also within our office, we are international, so there is the main person, Uma, is Indian, so she has a very good contact with them, because they feel very comfortable with her, they can speak Tamil and all. And also other persons like Rosalba, who is Spanish, and me, who is Belgian. They also see that whether we are Indians or foreigners, we do the same job and we are here for the same project, and they they feel like they're comfortable with us. I would say one should be very respectful to them and very polite, because that's how they are, actually, first of all. And the second thing is that they are kind of the eyes of the Indian government on Auroville. I mean, one part of these eyes, because there are many eyes, but they see and they can report to the government how is Auroville and how is Auroville working. So they can judge us easily, and Like some people have gone there and they have been rough and they have made big scenes and I mean it has given a very bad impression to them. So it's important to keep a good impression of Auroville when we go there. For the non-Indians, because we are foreigners staying here and we have to respect the country and we have to respect the rules of the country when we are staying here, because we are like a guest of India. Why it is important to also be respectful with the arrow? It's because we have in Auroville the possibility of having a 5-year visa, and which is extendable in India. That means in India you can extend as many times as you want your 5-year visa. So the 1-year visa is only 3 times, but the 5-year visa you can extend it as many times as you want. So visa, it's actually a boon for Auroville. Like you can stay here and just extend your visa every 5 years. It's really nice, and you will not. I mean, people say that you don't find this anywhere else in India. So that's why it is a very nice thing that was given, possibility that was given to Auroville. So we have to really take care of that and show that we respect the Indian government, and we are not here. I mean, we are here to build the city. And what happened in 2008, actually in 2005, one rule passed, which was saying that the entry visas of 1 year are extendable, not in there is a limit of extension. You cannot extend it as many times as you want. And you can extend it only 3 times. But when this rule came, no one was informed. No Arvian was informed, nobody, our office was like very vaguely informed, and nothing really happened for that. And in 2008, even actually the RO people, they didn't know about it. And in 2008, they had this note that now they have to, because there was a time, they have to apply this rule. So all, whoever person was coming and who had already more than 3 extensions of their 1 year, they had to go back to Europe to make their visa, to make a new visa. So that was a big challenge, because a lot of people had to go to Europe just to make a visa, which is a lot of money for such a small thing, and which can actually be done here, so in normal circumstances. So a lot of people, they were like putting the pressure on us. And also from the government, they were putting the pressure on us. So like from every side, there was a lot of pressure, and we worked a lot. We had to provide many, many lists to the foundation, and we had meetings with them and meetings with the RO, and lots of work actually came out of that, and lots of pressure, lots of comments from the RVN. So it was... Now the rule is applied. So what happens now when you start, when you come to Auroville first as a newcomer, you have a 1-year entry visa, and that can be extended 3 times. So it's 3 times. And after that, means actually after 4 years, at the end of the 4th year, the foundation grants you a 5-year visa, which you have to go and get abroad. So you have to leave after 3 extensions, after 4 years, you have to leave, you have to go abroad and make this 5-year visa. So the foundation will grant you the 5-year visa if you have been constantly staying in Auroville for these 4 years. If you have left often, I mean, if you spend more time out of Auroville than in Auroville, then of course they will not grant it to you.
And tomorrow, very tasteful of activities. Starting at 4 p.m., we have movements and joyful meditation with Jivatman. The idea of this work is work with the physical body to awake it up and develop its own consciousness. After that, from 6 to 7, is time of mantra singing with DP. He's from Assam and has a melodious voice and loads of patience to teach us Sanskrit mantras, devotional chants. And closing the night, there is ethnic chanting with Anna and Tiago from 7 to 8:30 p.m. All are more than welcome to join any one or all those activities. It is the divine presence that gives value to life. This presence is the source of all peace, all joy, all security. Find this presence in yourself and all your difficulties will disappear. The Mother. I wish you all a good week, and keep following the news daily at orvilleradio.org. Bye-bye.